Need a boost of spiritual encouragement each day? We've got you covered. Kitchener Baptist Church has a free daily devotional waiting for you, filled with God's Word, practical insight, and faith-building truth. Take a moment to be refreshed and strengthened at timelesstruthsradio.com.
Hey, it's Pastor Burns. Thank you so much for listening to our program this morning. 3 weeks ago, we began a message called A New Beginning with God, and we're going to conclude that message this morning. So don't go anywhere. Grab your Bible, maybe a cup of coffee, and let's dig into the Word of God together. You're listening to Timeless Truths.
Listen, if we're going to be right with God today, if we're going to be right with God today, then we're going to have to understand who He is.
If you choose to do what is right in this society, then you will be treated as the enemy. You will be rejected. You will be looked down upon. In verse number 14, he says, judgment is turned away back.
And they that come to God must believe that He is. He is the Creator. He has the resources to provide. Philippians chapter 4 verse 19 says, but my God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus.
Good morning. Welcome to Timeless Truths Radio Ministry. Wow, it's a lot of snow out there. It's cold out there. I hope that you're staying warm through these deep freeze winter weeks. And I hope that you are thriving in your Christian life, that you're moving forward for the cause of Jesus. And I appreciate you joining us for our program here on this wonderful Lord's Day. Well, the beginning of January, we began a brand new year. 2026 is now here. And we are celebrating still here on Timeless Truths. We're celebrating that incredible opportunity that we have to make good decisions that would honor the Lord, to make good decisions that would help us to be successful in the Christian life. And anytime there's a new year that approaches, there's always going to be different oppositions. There's also going to be obligations that we're going to have to fulfill. There's going to be some obstacles that come into our life. But every new year, there's also opportunity to do what is right and to do what glorifies God. And I hope that you will take 2026 as a year to build out your most holy faith and that you would use it to honor the Lord in the days, weeks, and months ahead. Again, thank you so much for joining us for our program. And I hope that you'll make decisions that would honor the Lord today as we continue our message on beginning this year with God. And we're going to jump into the message in just a moment. But before we do that, we're going to listen to a couple of songs that I hope will be a blessing. Here's an instrumental song. There's power in the blood. We're grateful for the blood of Jesus. And then also another message in song that teaches us that we need to look to the Lord in the new year and trust in Him. So here is this instrumental song, There's Power in the Blood.
Thank you. Sometimes I feel discouraged and think my work's in vain, but then the Holy Spirit revives my soul again. Is your friend, and if you look for knowledge, he'll ne'er refuse to lend. If you cannot preach like Peter, if you cannot pray like Paul, you can tell the love of Jesus and say he died for all. There is a balm in Gilead to sin-sick soul, to heal the sin-sick soul.
Beginning a new year is going to have its ups and its downs, but I think what's going to be your success is beginning a new year with God. And we looked at the fact that God specializes in fresh starts in Lamentations chapter 3. The Bible says that his compassions, they fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. We also looked at the condition of Israel and why they needed a fresh start. They needed a fresh start because they ignored God's word, because they trusted in the temple instead of the Lord. They carried their sacrifices, they walked into the temple with their sacrifices, but they were far away in their heart from the Lord. And so oftentimes we can trust in a system, but we can ignore a Savior. And so this was the condition of Israel. We never want to get to that place. They became spiritually hardened to the truth. And over again, they ignored the Bible, they ignored God's command, and they became hardened to the truth, and they did not believe that God would actually bring judgment upon their life. It reminds us of the days of Noah, where they ignored God's warning, and then one day, the flood came, and God closed the door of the ark.
Hey everyone, if you're looking for a daily dose of encouragement, we've got something just for you. Kitchener Baptist Church offers a free daily devotional designed to help you dive into God's timeless truths, find strength in Scripture, and grow in your walk with Christ. Start your day with encouragement at timelesstruthsradio.com.
We'll get back to Pastor's Bible message in just a moment. We wanted to pause and offer you an invitation to join us in proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ to our region. Would you pray for us as we endeavor to share God's timeless truths to those in our city and abroad? It goes without saying that your financial gift is greatly appreciated. We would love for you to be a partner with us and help keep us on the air. You can send a financial gift by mail. Our address is 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. Again, it's 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. You can also e-transfer your gift to our radio ministry using the email give@kitchenerbaptist.org. Again, that's give@kitchenerbaptist.org. Your financial gift will be a great blessing and encouragement to us. But best of all, it helps us stay on this radio station proclaiming God's timeless truths. So thank you so much for your kindness to our ministry. If you would like us to pray for you, we'd be happy to do so. You can submit your prayer requests at timelesstruthsradio.com. We believe in the power of prayer, and we're excited to pray for and with you. You can also find our contact information on timelesstruthsradio.com. We'd love to answer any questions you might have, or maybe you want to just send us a word of encouragement. That's always welcome. The housework is all done for this week. Let's continue with our message this morning. Once again, here is Pastor Burns.
Well, Israel had strayed far away from the Lord, and this was their sad reality. They ignored God's word, they trusted in the temple, they became spiritually hardened, and they believed that God would never judge them. But the reality is that the message of the Bible, the message of Lamentations, was that they needed to rely on God's mercy and grace, and that they needed a fresh start. They needed to repent, get right with God, and move forward in the blessings and the grace and favor of the Lord. Now, you can't start new until you deal with the old. And we talked about this last week. How can we deal with the old? Well, I think first it begins with eternal life. It begins with salvation. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. In Christ, we have a relationship with God through his son, Jesus. And this is what it means to be born again. This is what it means to be saved or to be forgiven or to be justified. In salvation, we're not standing alone before God. We are standing in Jesus Christ. And of course, this makes all the difference in the world. Now, this is a powerful transformation. The Bible says, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Romans 12:2. As Christians, there must be an intentional step toward transformation. Look at the scriptures and notice the language that's used to describe a spiritual life. It's fight the good fight. It's run the race. It's strive. It's abound. These are intentional actions to a mature Christian life. Now, notice Paul said, don't be conformed to this world. He says, be transformed. How can we be transformed? It's by the renewing of your mind. We have to think differently. As Proverbs teaches us, for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. And so we need to stop thinking, I'm worthless, I can't change, I'll never get better, to who we are in Jesus, our identity. I'm forgiven, I'm a child of God, I have hope in Jesus Christ. And there's also this present truth that we have in our life. And the present truth is that God is working in our life right now. God is working in our heart today. He has a present truth that I believe God is trying to help us to obey and to follow. 2 Peter 1:12 says, wherefore I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though ye know them and be established in the present truth. Now notice Paul is saying that you know these things, you know what they are, but you're not established in these things. You're not obeying these things. And I don't know what the present truth is for your life. Maybe it's salvation. Maybe it's to put your faith and trust in Jesus for eternal life. If you're a Christian this morning, maybe it's baptism, scriptural baptism. Maybe it's service. Maybe it's a sin to forsake. Maybe it's a godly habit to resume. Maybe it's a Christian discipline that you need to begin, like reading your Bible or praying every day. But whatever God is teaching you, you are told in the scripture to be established in that present truth, to be established in the truth that God is revealing to you. Now, here's an interesting thought, because if you were to say to me, Pastor Burns, I don't have a present truth, I don't have something or light to walk in, then Paul made it clear to the church at Ephesus that if there is no light in your life and you're truly born again, then he says, wake up. That was his message to the church at Ephesus. He says, wake up and God will give you light. And so either you're a Christian who's sleeping, or you are not a Christian at all. But if you would acknowledge the fact that you don't have a present truth or light to walk in, then you need to acknowledge that. And if you're a Christian, ask God to help you, and he will give you light. He will give you truths that you can walk in and that you can be established in. So God is calling you to move forward. This is what God wants to do in your life. Now, this isn't a negative message. Over the last 3 weeks, we looked at beginning a new year with God. And this is not a negative message. It's really a message of transformation. And it's a message of mercy. I mean, Jeremiah looked past the destruction. He looked past the rubble. He looked past the tears. And what did he see? He saw a people, all right, who needed mercy. And then he looked to a God who offered mercy. So there was opportunity. There was opportunity. Lamentations 3:22 says, it is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. He says, great is thy faithfulness. God offers mercy and compassion, not for us to continue in our sin. Paul says, God forbid that. He offers mercy for us to get right with him so that we can move forward. God wants you in your Christian life. He wants you to move forward. And I want you to move forward. I want to move forward in my own life as well. Look what the Bible says in Philippians 3, verse 13. It says, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. Paul didn't get to the destination of spiritual maturity. Neither did you. We have to keep moving forward, is the message of the Apostle Paul. We must continue to move forward in our Christian life. And if we are indifferent, if we are stagnant in the Christian life, I mean, there are so many Christians who get stuck in past sin, they get stuck in past pain, they get stuck in maybe past regrets or past failures. And God is saying to us today, I'm going to do a new thing. Don't let last year's failure rob you from this year's faith. Trust in him, and let's move forward together for the glory of God, because it is the love of God that compels us. Our motivation isn't a person or a pastor. It's not even a New Year's resolution. Our motivation must be Jesus. Paul said, the love of Christ constraineth us. You ask, well, is that our love for Christ or his love for us? Well, we love him because he first loved us. And so it begins with his love for us, and it continues with our love for him. And it's that love for him that compels us to live a life that glorifies the Lord. Jesus asked Peter, do you love me more than these? And I believe that the Bible doesn't tell us what these are, though many theologians try to guess, and they speculate, and they have their different ideas of what these are. But I think it's different for all of us. I think you need to fill in the blank in your own life. Do you love me more than you fill in the blank? What are these for you? Do you love Jesus enough to change, is the message. Revelation chapter 2, verse 4 says, "Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. Remember, therefore, from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works, or else I will come unto you, unto thee quickly, and I will remove thy candlestick out of his place." You see, the church at Ephesus, they had worked hard. They even stood up against the wickedness of the day, and they served the Lord in the church. But Jesus looked deep into their motivation, and something was missing, and that something was a love for Jesus. You know, it's a love for Jesus that keeps us going and moving forward when things get tough, when things get hard. It's the love of Jesus that keeps us from being offended by truth. It's a love for Jesus that keeps us going when we're even all alone. Can we sing this honestly this morning? Oh, how I love Jesus. It's that love for God that will compel us to move forward. But not only is the love of God compelling us, but there's also the life for God that unites us together with other believers. Unity is found in that striving and building and abounding and growing. A church that strives for the goal together enjoys sweet fellowship. 1 John chapter 1, verse 7, "But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. We enjoy fellowship not only with God, but we also are united together in the same goal and desire to please and to glorify our Savior." And at Kitchener Baptist Church, we desire to do that. So I pray today that in 2026, you'll have a wonderful year. If you don't know Jesus, would you trust him? And may 2026 be a year where you move forward for the Lord Jesus Christ.
Hi, friend. Would you make a decision from the message that you just heard? Most importantly, do you know that you would go to heaven when this life is over? Do you know Jesus Christ as your Savior? The Bible teaches us that we have all sinned and have come short of God's glory. The Scriptures tell us that we cannot earn heaven by our own merit. It's not about a religious ritual or being a good person, being baptized or joining a church or a particular denomination. Salvation is found in Jesus and Him alone. Jesus said in John 14:6, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Jesus died in our place on the cross, and now we can enjoy the blessing of having our sins forgiven by trusting in His finished work on Calvary. If you believe the gospel today, the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, if you believe that Jesus as God died for your sins and that you cannot save yourself, would you call out to Jesus today? Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." You can pray a prayer similar to this one. "Lord, I know I have sinned against you. Because of that sin, I am separated from you. I believe that you died for me, that you rose again from the grave. I'm asking you to save me and wash my sins away. Make me your child. Amen." This isn't some magic prayer, but it's the heart decision behind your prayer. The Bible says in Romans 10:10, "For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness." If you prayed a prayer like mine and you meant it with all of your heart, then you are born again into the family of God. I rejoice with you in your decision. To let us know of the decision that you just made, you can head over to kitchenerbaptist.org/decision. We'd love to connect with you and pray for you. We would also love to send you some resources to help you in this newfound faith. God bless. We hope to hear from you soon.
Thank you so much for listening to our program this morning. Timeless Truths is a ministry of the Kitchener Baptist Church in Kitchener, Ontario. We are a refreshingly conservative Baptist church that preaches the Word of God. For more information about our church and this radio ministry, and how we can be a blessing to you, check out our website at timelesstruthsradio.com. Our radio program is available because of the faithful prayers and listeners just like you.
You can support our ministry by sending a financial gift to Timeless Truths Radio Ministry, 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. Again, that address is 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. You can also e-transfer your support to give@kitchenerbaptist.org. Again, that email for e-transfer is give@kitchenerbaptist.org. For more information about supporting Timeless Truths, you can visit our website at timelesstruthsradio.com. Do you know the Jesus we talked about in this program? You can have abundant life through Jesus right now. Just say yes to Jesus today. Fully trust in Him. Learn more about the Jesus of the Bible and how you can have eternal life at KitchenerHope.com. Again, that website is KitchenerHope.com. Once again, thank you for joining us this Sunday morning. From Pastor Burns and the Kitchener Baptist Church, have a wonderful day. We hope that you will join us next time when we open the Bible and explore God's timeless truths.
We'd love for you to join us for one of our services here at Kitchener Baptist. We meet each Sunday, the first day of the week, at 10:30 a.m. and 6 p.m. During our Sunday morning service, we have a wonderful kids program. We also have a Wednesday night Bible study at 7 p.m., where we are currently studying through the book of Exodus. During that service, we also take time to pray for each other. We hope to see you soon at Kitchener Baptist Church.